Although everyone is susceptible to peer pressure, however, the youth today are living in challenging times with the influx of various social media platforms and the liberal views which people are espousing, and in many cases, which they are obliging others to accept, especially within the Muslim community. What is the solution to all of this influx and bombardment? Well, today we review the topic of youth and peer pressure, resisting societal temptations. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2021, today being the 12th day of this blessed month of Ramadan. You know, as the topic mentioned in the beginning, that we are living in very difficult and very different times today. Even if you were to look at the landscape from the last 20 years, the way that technology has pushed forward, the means of communication, the rise of various social media platforms, we know that these were not there 20 years ago, even less than that. And with all of these forms of communication, all of these tools which can be used for good at one level, but obviously we have seen that much bad and much evil has spread because of these same tools. But just like anything, you have a knife, it can either cut a piece of bread or you can kill somebody with it. Similar is the social media platforms and just technology on a whole, actually. It has beneficial uses. I mean, one of these uses is the fact that we are able to communicate a message in this medium, in this digital medium. But obviously, this is only one of the few benefits. There are many harms, many detrimental outcomes which technology has given to humanity and society. The proliferation of sin. Back in the days, as an example, especially for the younger generation who may not, you know, be fully aware of the history, but back in the days, if somebody, for example, wanted to listen to music, which the haram forms of music, they would need to go and buy a record, go to a store, a physical store, not online, go to a physical store and buy an album, which was this big, and somehow bring that into the house and have a turntable to play it. And there were no wireless headphones back then, so you either had speakers or if you're lucky to have headphones. And then from there, as the technology began to grow and mature and develop, we went into CDs. We went into, even before the CDs, we went to cassette tapes, went to CDs, then went to digital downloads, and now everything is streamed online. And so as you can see, the gradual progression of technology has also meant the gradual progression in the ease to which the illicit is made available to people. And as we say that, you know, peer pressure is something that everybody is susceptible to. The elderly, the older generation are not immune from this. And the youth are also, you know, in the clutches of it, and probably more so because of the era that they live in and the fact that all of their friends are connected, they're online. And so it becomes more of an ease for them to be able to use these tools to communicate and also at the same time, unfortunately, to be negatively influenced. And it's not only a matter of the views, because had people only been, you know, espousing and preaching their philosophy, but many times, and especially in the world today, we live in ever-changing societies, not only in the secular world, but even in many other countries that are very traditional-minded, very faith-based oriented countries, more and more people are being obliged to accept as normal lifestyle choices that people make, rather than just saying, we are who we are now being told that you need to accept who we are and celebrate with us who we are. And so we see, brothers and sisters, that the pressures that our youth especially are facing and how to resist the societal temptations are massive. And God only knows how far it will go and where we will arrive to. But the Quran also shows us that there is an antidote to this. There is a solution to all of these problems, as we have been saying for the last many sessions in this theme, and we will continue to show through the challenges that we face, the opportunities that we have, and the verses of the Quran which come to give us support and a way out. So for example, if you look at chapter 18, Surah Al-Kahf, the chapter of the cave, the people of the cave, verse number 13, God tells us the following. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَعَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. It is we who relate to you their exemplary story with truth. They were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance. Now the people of the cave, who lived thousands of years ago, lived in an era where there was no internet, there was no cell phone technology, there was no social media, there was no talk of influencers in society, these people who are paid to be influencers, to influence our next generation. They didn't have that societal temptation, but they had forms in their era which were unique to them, but which they needed to figure out a way to conquer, to get over, to not be influenced by their society. They had non-believing governments. They had a society that was pressuring them to leave faith, to go towards whatever it was at their time. Now, yes, if you read the story of the people of the cave, these young men that God gives us as an example in the Quran, and there's actually even a very beautiful mini-series movie made about these young individuals, their route of escape was to go up into the mountains, go into a cave, physically leave the society, and lock themselves up literally to where they are till today. And God willing, or as the traditions tell us, they will come at the time of the return of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. But that was their response because of the situation that they lived in, that they were not able to, you know, make any other way out. And so God gave them that way. But our youth today do not have that. We can't just run up into the mountains or into the deserts or into a secluded area. No, we have to live in society. We have to recognize the society for what it is, recognize the tools, recognize the pros and cons, ensure that our children, our next generation, are given a strong basis and a foundation in Islamic ethos and teachings, to allow them to be able to maneuver and navigate, to not become influenced, but they themselves become influencers of a positive nature. For them to create the trend rather than follow the trend. For them to be leaders rather than followers of mainstream society. Now, obviously, this is a vast topic, and the time we have allotted will not allow me to go into details. So let me conclude just some thinking points that will hopefully guide us to where we can take our next generation. Point number one is that faith and guidance are of varying degrees and levels. No one is expected to become perfect, and that too overnight. It may take years of struggle to get to the ideal state one wishes to be at. The goal, however, is to never stop trying. Point number two, that although our situations are difficult, living a life surrounded by temptations, but we need to take inspiration from others who have gone through experiences and learn what they did to counter the narrative and come out successful. Point number three, and we will conclude. No one said that life will be easy. By its very nature, it is steeped in tests and tribulations. And those who can struggle and resist the illicit temptations will be successful and progress in their spirituality and connection with God. God willing, we will continue tomorrow as we continue to review topics of potential challenges in our communities, in our society, and what is the Quranic antidote for those challenges. Until tomorrow, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.